All right. Well, Janae, you have a special guest with you today. I'll let you introduce him.
Yeah, we have Christopher Turner from Meeker Manor Monarch, and they are our co-business spotlight for October, mm-hmm. and he is here to talk all things Meeker Manor.
Hello again, Chris. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. You just slinked in here and had a seat over there and said, it's a gorgeous day.
Right. Huh. Nice day not to work, right?
Well, I think so.
Yep.
I'm done at 11, so, you know, yeah. I can do what I want.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Busy place over there.
Yes, we're seeing an increase in people that we're caring for, and of course, we need help.
Well, that would be why we're here to chat a little bit today.
That's right.
Yeah.
So our main focus at the moment is nursing positions. We have RNs and LPNs that we need, and I have the wage scale to share with listeners. And if they know nurses or have relatives that are nurses, send them our way. We're looking for full-time, part-time, and on-call positions. And RNs start at $36 an hour and go up to
$41.
Whoa. LPNs, $27 an hour, up to $32. And if you work PMs, you get a dollar differential. And if you work the night shift, it's $1.50. Okay. So.
All right. And in your industry, of course, you have to have a certain number of those people there per the patients that you have there.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
I don't know what the ratio is, but I mean, you know that stuff.
We do. Yeah. We need nursing is important to our business, making sure that it runs smoothly. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do you like work with some of the schools of nursing?
We do.
To make sure that they're. Yep. Maybe sending some your way?
Yep. We work with St. Cloud University, St. Cloud Tech, and Community College, and we also work with Ridgewater.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know they've got a nursing program.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, very good. And as far as the census or whatever, as you said, you are very busy over there.
It's getting better, yeah.
I mean, I happen to drive by there probably every other day. And I'm seeing that parking lot pretty full as well.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, good.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it before, but talk about the type of care that you have throughout your building, from intensive grouping of care to uncritical care.
So we specialize in long-term care. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it's their home. Mm-hmm. And then we have a short-term rehab unit. Mm-hmm. With all private rooms.
Okay.
So you don't have to share with anybody if you're coming there for rehab. We do take complicated people, like people if they need wound care or dialysis or whatever. Mm-hmm. We do take those kinds of people. Mm-hmm. We don't have a memory care unit, but we do serve people that have memory issues.
Okay.
We have a wander guard system. So. Wander guard system. So, like, if they try to get out of a door or if they're in an area where they're not supposed to be, alarm sound.
All right. Okay. All right. So it sounds like you've got a pretty good full service over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Full service of care, but we don't have an assisted living. So we work with Acumen with that.
Yeah. All right. And if someone, and I know you said the rehab, and that probably goes primarily to if someone has a procedure done and then needs, does it also work with a career type of thing, or what type of rehab is it?
Essentially, if somebody goes in for a stroke, heart attack, or if they have some sort of illness and they go into a hospital, and the hospital says, well, we don't think that you can go home right at this moment, you need to go to short-term rehab, then that's when they would make the referral to our facility. So.
Yeah. Okay.
And I know Meeker Memorial has a new partnership with St. Cloud Orthopedics, and so they're going to extend their service to do more complicated orthopedic surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping to work more with them. Mm-hmm. So for people that aren't able to go home, we'll be able to serve them. on the rehab unit or short-term rehab.
Quite a bit of assets that we have, Janae, in this community for your health care needs.
I know. Those chamber member partnerships just make me so happy.
Yeah, no kidding. Exactly. I mean, you've just mentioned three of them right now, that are involved. And I'm sure that is something that's very important to you, Chris, is you guys got to work closely with hospitals and insurance companies and clinics.
Yep.
You know? Speaking of insurance, each year things have to change, I'm sure. We've got the new legislature coming up. Is there things that you hope to see or get accomplished through the legislature for various different things that might happen in your world over there?
Reimbursement.
Okay.
So, of course, cost of care has increased, cost of food has increased, so we're hoping that, you know, the legislature will pass more spending for long-term care entities. And
each year it comes up. I mean, they talk about it, seems like each year there hasn't been a lot of action on it in the last few years.
Right,
so
right.
Let's say we are overdue.
Uh-huh. And so, you know, we've been trying to expand our service. Like, you know, some people have Humana. There's not a lot of facilities in this area that serves Humana, so we're trying to get that going. We've been working with the St. Cloud VA trying to get a contract because, again, we don't have a lot of service for veterans out in this area. So they tell us to continue to try because they just opened up three new VA homes, and they're putting all their resources into these new VA homes spread out throughout the state of Minnesota. So before they serve anybody outside of their system.
Sure. Okay. All right. Well, good enough. Janae, you have any questions for Chris this morning?
No, but maybe you want to highlight how people can get a hold of you.
Oh, yes.
That would be great.
Yeah, because we want them to get a hold of him for these nursing
That's
jobs.
Right. Mm-hmm. So for you to get a hold of us, we would like you to go to monarchmn.com. Mm-hmm. And then our phone number is,
2472?
I never remember. It's 320-693-2472.
Oh, my gosh.
And, so, 320-693-2472, and we're off of 600 South Davis Street in Litchfield. Mm-hmm. Go to monarchmn.com to apply and go to location Meeker Manor.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. And, Janae, let's get back over to your court because we have to spend a couple minutes talking about what's coming up.
I'll make it quick. Mm-hmm. So we are gearing up for our 2025 membership. Of course, you can become a member at any time. For those new members that we're onboarding, we are going to start them off with like a January kickoff. So we'll be prorating the rest of this year. And then we'll get our new members on like a January cycle going forward. Mm-hmm. So you can visit our website. We will be getting that information out soon. So keep an eye out for that. We will be participating in Frankenstein Friday this Friday, so 3 to 5.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, well, no, ours isn't very scary, but you can come in and bring the kids and get some treats. And
that's where?
At the chamber office, yes. And for any of the other businesses, we have a ghost in the window, so you'll know where to stop to get treats.
There you go.
And then on Sunday, we have the trunk or treat over across from the high school in that parking lot from 3 to 5 as well, so you can visit us there. There's going to be free hot cocoa, and you can bring a donation item for the food shelf and then just get a bunch of goodies.
Okay.
So I think she said last week roughly like 30 businesses.
Oh.
I can't remember. Or maybe it was...
Yeah. I don't remember the exact number, but she talked about last week.
Yeah. But there's always such a wonderful turnout, so I would highly recommend. And then on the Chamber Lunch and Learn side of things, we have AI in Action coming up. That's going to be presented by Vivid Image. So learn about all things AI and how important it is and how beneficial it can be for you. And that's going to be... October 30th from 11:30 to 1. It's free to anybody. You don't have to be a chamber member.
No.
But there is an option to purchase lunch for $15.
Oh, that's right. You did mention that last week, too.
So, and then it's a win-win because it's at the chamber office, so you get to participate in a lunch and learn, and then you can check out our new renovations.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's everything that I had on here. I think you got it all.
Check. Yeah.
Wow. You guys are just efficient. So.
And then, of course, you can reach us at 320-693-8184. Mm-hmm. Stop by at 219 North Sibley Avenue or visit our website at litch.com.
Okay. Chris, any last comments you've got for our listenership out there?
No, I don't have any last comments.
All right.
Just if you guys know of anyone, mm-hmm. as far as stat or family members or people that you may know, right. send them our way.
All right. There you go. And again, I'm sure you'll have it all linked up so that people can use you or go to Monarch MN.
Absolutely. Yep.
And then I'll share it with Janae as well so that she can post it on the Chamber website.
Perfect stuff. All right, guys, thanks for coming in for Chamber Chat today.
Through the courtesy of the Chamber of Commerce.